Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The real Kim Davis, people have different perspectives on her. Some vilify her. But when you really get to know Kim Davis, you'll find someone who's humble and loves Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking about Kim Davis here on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, you know, I've had a lot of time now to spend with Kim Davis, and I know you had some time as well to spend with her recently, along with others, at the Value Voters Summit. And some people in the various media, and it's not so much so the mainstream media, interestingly, as it is some of these bloggers and these advocacy publications that are online. They want to vilify her. They want to call her a hater. They want to call her a bigot. They want to call her a monster. I mean, she was called actually a monster, believe it or not, on ABC's The View. But the real Kim Davis is far from that. When you get a chance to spend time with Kim Davis, you'll see someone who's very humble and just loves the Lord and does not want to be in the spotlight. But if she has to be, she will be, because one of the things that she will not do is she will not be disloyal, disobedient to her Lord.
Yeah, Matt, I had the honor, as you mentioned, of, and I know you have spent hours upon hours with Kim and Joe Davis, her husband, and you know, the difference between the way that she is portrayed, as you mentioned, by some of these homosexual activist groups and others just vilifying this sweet, loving woman who, like all of us, has a storied past. You know, we're all fallen, but 4.5 years ago came to know the Creator of the universe incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, and became a new person, born again. And to meet this woman, her gentle spirit, and to see the Holy Spirit in her. And, you know, we went to dinner there in D.C. We spent time visiting and talking, and she is delightful. And one of the observations I made, first of all, Matt, is that not only is she just so kind and so sweet and so loving, she doesn't hate, have a stitch of hate in her entire body, and neither does Joe. And the way that she's portrayed, and it's so offensive, it's so anti-South, as kind of a backwoods, you know, unintelligent person, her, she and Joe. I'll tell you what, one of the first observations I made about both of them is that Kim, for instance, is sharp as a whip. This
yes,
woman
she
is super bright, very intelligent. And Joe, boy, he has that kind of unassuming, all shucks, southern charm, but boy, you can't get anything past that fella either. I mean, they are just delightful people. And, you know, that are on fire for the Lord.
They really are. You know, Kim has been asked, we did an exclusive interview with ABC's Good Morning America and Nightline with Paula Ferris. And she was also asked on another exclusive we did with Megyn Kelly on the Kelly File. And with both of them, you know, they asked the question, and, you know, people have said that you are, you know, they just asked the question. They weren't accusing. They're just asking the questions that some people have accused her that you're a hater. And Kim Davis responded that she doesn't hate anybody. In fact, she has friends who are, you know, gay or lesbian. And in fact, these individuals are her friends. But at the same time, she cannot participate in a same-sex wedding or participate in giving a marriage license under her name and authority that authorizes a marriage that is contrary to God's definition of marriage. She is a wonderful individual who loves the Lord. Let me just give you a little example. We had a security individual who was a wonderful security for us when we were in Washington, D.C. at the Value Voters Summit. And he spent the entire day on Friday from morning until in the evening And he was with us every step of the way, everything that we did to protect and be with Kim Davis. On Saturday morning, she left, and he was there. And someone that was with our staff told him, he said, thank you for being so good. And he says, no, thank you. He says, really, it was all my pleasure. He said, I have never been around more genuine people than you know, Matt Staver and the team with Liberty Counsel and the Kim and Joe Davis. Very genuine individuals who live out their faith. And he was deeply moved by his experience spending time with Kim Davis. In fact, one during the dinner on Friday night, while we're having dinner, he's looking across the table at Kim Davis. He's sitting right next to me, and he says, you know, it's just hard to imagine when you talk about getting out of jail, you ever having to go to jail. And when you meet her, this is just an amazing situation to understand who the real Kim Davis is.
Yeah, you mentioned Kim's appearance on The Kelly File with Megyn Kelly. And, you know, Megyn Kelly is known in some regards as a conservative. She's definitely a hard-hitting reporter and interviewer. As it happens, Megyn Kelly is very much has embraced the homosexual activist agenda. She is pro-gay marriage and all of that. Kim was on her program. It was a cordial interview. But Megyn, true to form, asked some very tough questions. And I was, I asked Kim. I said, "Were you nervous when you went on that show?" She said, "I was definitely nervous."
Yeah, yeah.
But she said, "But then she just got a peace." And that the Holy Spirit, you know, He gives His grace, and part of the grace of Christ is also being empowered by the Holy Spirit. You know, the scriptures say, don't worry about what you need to say, I'm paraphrasing, to defend your faith. When the time comes, the Holy Spirit will give you the words. She says she doesn't even remember what she said on the program. She was eloquent. She was articulate. She didn't stammer. She didn't stutter. She spoke with clarity, with authority. And even Megan's hard-hitting questions that she hit her with, she came back with very good answers that even seasoned politicians would have a difficult time answering. And so I was so thoroughly impressed by the empowerment that she clearly had and the anointing of the Holy Spirit during that interview with Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, you know, and she is just, I had a time to spend with her at her home with her and Joe as well. And the people that are in her community know her for a long time. They love her. She's an individual who has worked in this position for 27 years and then became the elected clerk in 2014. Her mother was in that elected position for 37 years. And so they're very well known in terms of their long-standing, efficient work within the county clerk's office. But the people who really know Kim Davis, you know, I think this is the interesting thing. Don't believe everything you read from people when they... This is like child's game. It's like what we did when we were little kids, some of us did. And that is, if you have a problem with someone, you have an argument with somebody, you don't substantively talk about the issue. You try to demonize them. You try to characterize them. You try to do a character assassination. You try to kill the messenger, if you will, in order to kill the message. You try to stop the messenger. And you know, it says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, words do hurt. Words do hurt. But that's a child's kind of game, and it's unfortunate when people that are adults engage in that uncivic kind of dialogue.
Well, yeah, the personal ad hominem attack, I always say, are the desperate last kind of vestiges of the person who is losing the debate on the merits. And when the left realizes that they can't really argue on the merits with Kim Davis and her position, they just attack her personally, and it's a real shame to see that, but, you know, hey, that's the world we live in.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, we need to have more civic and respectful dialogue on a lot of issues, but certainly on this issue as well. And Kim Davis is one person who really exemplifies someone who deeply loves the Lord and just wants to follow the Lord and will stand up if there are consequences to that. And certainly we need more people like Kim Davis. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can learn more about the Kim Davis case. You can financially support us in this case. We're spending lots of time on this and other kinds of cases similar to that, plus others around the country. You can also sign up for our emails, the Liberty Alert email. We also have other activist emails, the Liberty Council Grassroots Action email. You can go to Liberty Council's brand new website, by the way, lc.org. Check it out if you haven't been back to the website recently. Visit lc.org. It's a brand new website that just recently went live. We also have an online bookstore there. Whatever the Cost is a book by David and Jason Benham. I encourage you to read it because it tells about their story when they were fired by HGTV because of their belief in life and marriage. It's a very inspiring story about their life and how different parts of their lives prepared them for this major thing with HGTV. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.